money. So it's like a vada chiv here right now. You owe us the money. And Rashi says, Shnei Yehovah, the two fathers, Kosu Harshor, like the gave permission one to collect for the other. The Gavero, Bo Baal Harshor, Betoivah, Yom Manashach, Yom Manashach, Yom Manashach, Im Shali Meis, Hechtali Yesh Shali, Vim Shal Chaveri Meis, Hechtali Yesh Shalai, Sharei Yesh Li Harshor. So with I, Vorman Nador, Nador, he says, like Kasvina Nadrachta Metalsi, we do not write up a Harshor on Metalsi, if you want to collect Metalslim, since the Nath Ben Rashi says, Mefzei Keshikro, Shemim Biyodim Mishal Zek Lum, the Chassim Misad Yashikro, looks like you're signing on false, maybe doesn't know anything altogether. So here you want to collect the Hayes Loyim, Mr. Metalslim, we do not write Harshor to collect Metalslim. Smor says, no, Hanemili, when does Shmuel, when does Nador say, the Svaro to Kafrei, only if the Loyver, the one you asked for, was Kaifer. Rashi says, Eicha, the Kaifer means Loyver Lamal, but the Loyver already denied it. He says, I don't owe you the money. Then Sula Kosa Malva Shor, the Malva has no right to write Ashor then, because then it's a Nefzei Keshikro. Abel Hechad Lekafri, but when they did not deny it, then Echonami, then Kasrin, and then Lochrid, he could write Ashor. So now Mishneh, the Kerim, did not deny it. So therefore, both these fathers come with Ashor. One gives permission for the other one to collect the money. So it's like a Vadi, they come to the Kerim, listen, you took the 10th Sloyim now for these two Bechorim. One of them died before 30 days. The one that died, there's no Chiv to pay. He wants the money back, and he can't be matched and say, you're not the one, because even if I'm not the husband, I'm not the father, but I have our shur, I'm coming to collect the terrorist, our shliach for the other one. So, monitor, you have to give back the 5 sloyim in a claim in such a case, then you have to pay back the hay sloyim. That's Shana Mishnah. That's only because they went to two separate kahanim. But if they went to one kayin, the one kayin would have to pay back the 5 sloyim, because they both came with a hashur. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, that mem tell someone else here on top of two dots. The Mishnah says about Dorcha in the Kaiser, Ein Kan L'Kayin Klum. That was the last case where a husband had two different wives, and one gave birth to a Zorcha, to two different couples. And one gave birth to a Zorcha, one gave birth to a Kaiser. So we don't know which one is which. Ein Kan L'Kayin Klum. Again, because the last case was one of the wives was Bichra, one of the wives gave birth before. And the other one did not. And now they both gave birth together, one to a boy, one to a girl. So the one that did not give birth before has the right to say she gave birth to the Nekeva. Therefore, the Kohen doesn't get anything. The Gemara says, Tono Rav Huna learned like this, that Shnei Zichorim in the Nekeva, that's how they gave birth to two Zichorim, two boys in the Nekeva. The same thing, Ein Kam Kohen Klum, the Kohen gets nothing. For the same reason. That the one that his wife did not give birth yet, he has a right to say that the Nekeva came out first by him. And then the second one was a Zohar, and the other one that already had a child also had a Zohar. So therefore, again, the Kohen gets nothing. As a Moshe Mechavar, all over Raya, he doesn't have to pay Pidin Aben. The Moshe says, it's so, Vitana Didan, how come our Tana doesn't say this? Why doesn't our Tana say this Kiddush when you have two Zohar and one Nekeva? It says, Kivun de Bishnei Anoshim, Hudimishkachas Lo. You only find this, the Yish Echot. But this Echot is Shtei Noshim Lo Mishkachas Lo. You only have this halacha with two different couples. Then we say for sure he's Potter. But this Echot, if there be one husband and he has two wives, Lo Mishkachas Lo. If the husband would have two wives, that if one wife gave birth before already, and one wife did not, and now he'll give birth to two Zchorim in the Nekeva, so he would not be Potter. He would have to give the Pidyon HaBen. So therefore, Le'mafter Lo. So Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns, Bish Echor Ishtei Nosh Meshkachas Lo. Techi Vundike Chad Bechor. Again, this will be in a case where one man has two wives, and now they gave birth to two boys and a girl. Again, the case where they did not give birth before. So therefore, now there's for sure one Bechor. One of them could be gave birth to a girl first and then a boy. But one of them for sure gave birth to a boy alone. Therefore, there's one that for sure has a Bechor here. So Rashi says, Chivon Dika Chad Bechor Yoiv Heisloim Lekoyim. Therefore, our Mishnah Mochri Latoni Lei. Our Mishnah doesn't say in a case, even though there are two husbands, if there would have been two husbands involved, then he would be Potam. Because our Mishnah only says, the Chol Hanech Latona Kan Ein Kan Lekoyim Klum. All our cases, it says in the Mishnah, when the Kohen gets nothing, is Shavin, Rashi says, all the cases of the same halacha, Bein Nishechot, Ishtei Noshim, Bein Ishtei Noshim, Shoshnei Noshim. It wouldn't make a difference whether it's two couples or one husband with two wives. So therefore, this last case that says, again, where the wives did not give birth before, and now between the two ladies, there are two boys and one girl, as if it's separate husbands, then each one has the right to say, my wife gave birth to the girl first. Therefore, I don't have to pay the eis loyim. The case would be one husband, then for sure he'll have the chiyuv to give figin aben. Even though the kids got mixed up, we're not sure which wife gives birth to which, but our koponim for sure, you have a bechor, you'd have to pay eis loyim l'chayim. Now the Mishnah said like this, what's going to be meis haben b'ter shleishim yoyim? Let's say the bechor dies before he's 30 days old. So then we have a right to say, Mistam, he was an eifel, and therefore there's no halacha, they have to be paid to him. And therefore, after Pisha not on the Kohen, even after the father gave the money to the Kohen already, even before the kid was 30 days old, but if he dies before he's 30 days old, the locher is yachzer. The Kohen has the key to give it back. He has the right to keep the money. But that's, he says, it's an eifel, and the father was not mechuyev in pidyon haben, so therefore he has to give back the money. What's going to be if the bechor dies liyachel lamajem after he's 30 days old? Then after Pisha not, even though the father did not tell yet, yitain. Still, the chiv has a chiv, the father had a chiv of pidyon haben, like he had a bechor that was alive for more than 30 days. So it's chal a chiv upon him to be pidyon haben, he has a chiv to give haste loyim to the kohen. So even if his kid dies, still he has to do the pidyon haben. What's going to be meis b'yom shloshim? Let's say the bechor died on the 30th day, is k'yom shloponif. It's like he did not make it yet. And therefore, there's no chiv of pidyon haben. The Rav Akiva has a suffix. Whether the 30th day is considered a bechor or not. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva, you have to go to Churma, you have to go, like, it depends. In Nosan, if you already gave the money to the Kohen, and your bechor dies on the 30th day, lo yito, you have no right to take it back. Because it's a suffix, maybe there is chalachiv pitin aben, and the Kohen has the right to keep the money, so you have no right to get it back from him. But v'yim lo Nosan, if you did not give the Kohen the money yet, then lo yitain. Then that suffix, you could also say, amayt mechaver lavaraya. Is it a suffix whether you have a chiyuv pidyon haben or not on the 30th day? So therefore, both ways, you can't get the money, you can't take the money away. Having more, it says, my tamayah the rabbanon, what's the reason of the rabbanon that they say if the kid dies on the 30th day, it's like before, he's not called the bechor, he doesn't have a chiyuv pidyon haben? Because Gamer, they learn out, chodesh mi midbar. Learn out from the passion that says in the midbar, the Rashi says, Tivach, it says over here, O peduyim ben chodesh tifta. You pray to your son after he's a month old. Well, Ksib B'Midbar says in the Parsha by the Midbar, "Pekoid kol b'chol zochor, count every b'chol zochor, mi ben chodesh v'malo." Mi ben chodesh v'malo says the word v'malo means afterwards, means to say after he's 30 days old, that's when you count him, the 31st day. So the Mora says, "Gomar chodesh chodesh mi midbar, mahosem v'malo, afochinam v'malo, only after the 30 days." Rashi says, the Pasuk says v'malo, it means Mash Maliyach Shloshim. And you only start counting after he's 30 days old. So it is a pidyon haben, the chiv is first chal after he's 30 days old. That's what Akiva, that's what Achon say, Yepotah. For Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Mesafkala, he has it for doubt. Why? Because Mid Yitzvach Lemichta Vumala, Gabi Erchin, and the pasture of Erchin, when you also have to be a pay, how much you're worth, there's also different payments, whether you're 30 days old, or 3 years, or 5 years, or 20, 50 years old, the different halachas. And there it says, v'malo. So Rashi says, in the ben shishim v'malo, but as if he's 60 years old and older. So the Gomer Sechta Erechin, that Shana Shana Zer Shava, all the years that change about how much value you have, you only change after your birthday, but not before. And the ben shishim, when you get 60 years and older, means after you're 60 years old, after your birthday. That's when you first have the lachot after 60. So it says next to the word v'malo, by Erchin. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva has a suffer like this. Since we need the word v'mala by Erchin, fulay gamri mi midbar, do not learn out Pashas Erchin from this to the Bechor in the midbar. If so, it comes out, it's like two special times the Torah says v'mala that you go after later years. That's by pidyon, by the counting by the Bechor in the midbar, and by Erchin. If so, then maybe the klal is v'chol shnei ksumo boinki yechod is ein melamden, I can learn out to other places. So I do not learn out Bechor from these two halachas. And therefore by Bechor, even the 30th day, maybe you already have a mitzvah pidyon haben. Because from these two places, that's v'mala, I can't learn out. Or Duma, maybe no. Ki ein malamdin, when do I say the klal of shnei ksuvim? is Ein Lam Makir. Learn out from that. That's only Lialma. So one learn out all the halachas from here. Avol Gufayu. But if you want to learn out the halachas of it itself by a bechor, melamdin could learn out. Like if we are want to learn out Hilchas bechor, Pigis bechor from the midbar that was talking about the bechor there also. It's talking about counting the bechor. So that v'mal over there is like it says all the time you count the bechor. It means after you're 30 days old. So maybe it's not a concern from Shneksum Mokenachem Lamdin. Maybe you could learn out from it. Therefore, if Kiva has a doubt, what's going to be the halacha by Pidgin Aben? Is the chal on the 30th day or on the 31st day? But it says the Mishumachi, therefore, Mitzavkin Lay. Therefore, if Kiva has a doubt, and therefore that's the halacha. If you did not pay yet, you don't have to pay. If you already pay, you don't get your money back. Omer Vashavashi says, Hakil Moizen, everybody agrees, and even Rabbi Kiva would agree, that Linyan Avela, the halacha is, if you have a son and the kid dies, if he dies before 30 days, it's called like a nefil, there's no mitzvah saveilah. It's not the sitshiva. If he dies after 30 days, then the parents have to sit shiva. What's going to be if he dies, yom shloshim, if the kid dies on the 30th day, everybody agrees, kiyar shlofanov. It's like he died before 30, that there's no sitting shiva. What's the reason why? Because the yom ha-shmul, Shmul says, halacha kedivri ha-mekel b'yovel. His duchas saveilah is only with the rabbanin, there's a special klal, you always go to kula. Therefore, this machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, that's halachi and the raisis. But what we know to Avelos, a lot of the go to kula to say that you only set the shiva if the kid dies after he's 30 days old. But on the 30th day itself, with the kalafonov, you not have the shiva. Yes. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be meisav v'toyish leishim? Let's say the father died before his bechor was 30 days old. So the cheskash la nifta, we have a right to say that most probably the father was not a poid to his son, and therefore when the bechor grows up, he's going to have to be poid to himself. Achiyavi raish nifta, unless the son like you bring proof or has aidim that his father was poid to him, because usually within the first 30 days there's no mitzvah to be poid to. The father does not poid his son. But let's say liyakash la shemayim. Let's say the father died after the bechor was 30 days old. Then we say the cheska sheniftam, like most probably the father was poyed his son. As soon as it comes the 31st day, he's poyed his son. Until somebody tells the son, like we know for sure that your father was not poyed to you. So if somebody tells the son that way, then the son should be poyed to himself. But if nobody tells the son anything, then the son has a right to take on that most probably his father was poyed him, and he doesn't have to be poyed to himself. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be, who liftais ubunai liftais? That's it, there's a father here that has the bechor, and the father himself was the bechor, and he never took care of himself yet. He wasn't poyed to himself yet. So who comes first? He has himself to be poyed and his son to be poyed. The locher is, who kaidim livnai? Tanakhama says, he goes first, you have to take care of yourself. You have to be poyed to yourself first, and then you take care of your son. If Yehuda says, no, if Yehuda me benoi kaidmai, no, you have to first be prayed to your son before you pray to yourself. She mitzvos le yaloviv, or mitzvahs b'noi alov. Because your chiyuv pidyon was chal upon your father. But your son, chiyuv pidyon is chal upon you. So to get like this chiyuv is chal upon you, therefore this chiyuv you have to take care of first. That's a beautiful svara. You'll see in the Gemara exactly what this svara is. We'll see. Exactly how it works out. Now, there's more like this. It will learn like this. Let's say somebody gave the chomesh loyim to the kohen within 30 days before the bechor was 30 days old. So Rav Amar Rav says b'noi todah. Yes, the chiv is the mitzvah chal. He mekayim the mitzvah. But Shmuel Amar no, ain't b'noi todah. No, the mitzvah is not chal. You weren't mekayim the mitzvah pidyon aben. So what's the case talking about? So it's like this. The kula yalma liach shavein b'noi todah. Everybody agrees that if you give the money now before the bechor is 30 days old, the mitzvah is not chal now, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah yet. Treat there's no mitzvah until the kid is 30 days old. Let's say, even though you gave the money before, but after the bechor is 30 days old, and the yisnai lemois, and the kohen still has the money in his hands, then vadei b'nai podri, since the kohen has the money when the kid is 30 days old, or 31 days old, treat it then the mitzvah is chal. Let everybody agree. So we have the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. He pleads with they argue liyachash leishim yom. In the case that you gave the money before, and you want the pidyon to be chal lachash leishem yoyim, but v'nesach lo hamoyis, when it comes the end of the 30 days, the kohen doesn't have the money anymore. He used the money up already. That's the shayla. Rav Amarav says, b'nai podu, yes, the kid is chal. The father gave the money to the kohen. He did the ma'isa pidyon. When is the chal? If the 30 days. So even though the money's not around, so what? He already made the ma'isa pidyon, and it's chal now, after the kid is 30 days old. And the proof of this is, the same way if you marry your wife this way. Chosam, don't we say over there, Lav afagad v'nesach v'moyis, if a man gives kesef to his wife, and says, Arei al-mukadeshesli, li'yachash le'shim yoyim, that I want this kedushin first to be chal 30 days from now, even the locher is there, even though she used up the money, the locher is heavy kedushay, that the kedushin is chal. Since you made the ma'isa kedushin, so the ma'isa is finished already, and you want the chleis to be chal li'yachash le'shim, it's okay. So Rav holds the same thing here also. Hachinami, the same thing over here also. Hachinami, le'shim, there'll be no